50 years ago tonight, there was a standing-room-only crowd at Temple Israel in Hollywood. The Reform Jewish congregation had a special guest speaker, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team went to Temple Israel to talk about that visit with someone who remembers it well.
On a Friday evening in 1965, Martin Luther King, Jr., formally dressed in his dark minister's robes, stood before the congregation of Temple Israel of Hollywood. He had just come from Selma, where black residents were protesting discrimination and repeated police brutality. He told the 1,400 assembled how much their support meant to those in the thick of the struggle.
But we are often given new courage and vigor to carry on when we know that there are friends of goodwill in the background who are supporting us. And we feel this day in and day out.
Initially, King had been scheduled to speak at the temple almost 2 years earlier, but President John F. Kennedy's assassination postponed that event. This night, about 2 months after having received his Nobel Prize for Peace and mere days after Malcolm X had been assassinated, King finally was in Los Angeles.
Bam.
That's the seat.
That's the seat.
Bruce Corwin, a Temple Israel member since birth, is showing me where King sat, in a throne-like chair between Rabbi Max Nussbaum and Corwin's father, who was president of the synagogue. The soaring sanctuary looked much then as it does today. Its velvet-covered chairs face a podium dominated by the temple's ark, which holds a Torah rescued from a Berlin temple as it was being torched by the Nazis. Corwin was a college student in 1965 and remembers the evening vividly.
He was here. Everybody else was out there. And his voice, he modulated his voice so magnificently. It was just thrilling to hear how he, the highs and the lows of the way he handled his voice.
That night, King spoke about many things, including income inequality abroad and at home.
There are some between 40 and 50 million. Of our brothers and sisters in this country who are poverty-stricken. There they find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. And certainly if we are to be a great nation, we must solve this problem.
King so impressed his audience, Corwin says, that collectively they donated the largest contribution ever gathered at a Sabbath service. This year, to mark the 50th anniversary of King's visit, Temple Israel held a 2-day celebration. The second day was devoted to community service, but the first night was all about music. The temple's choir entered with one from South L.A. in a rousing rendition of an old protest favorite. They were joined by Korean dancers and Latino musicians. All there to celebrate King's vision of peaceful coexistence. King's 1965 visit came at a time of rising racial tension. 50 years later, the same is true, which is why Bruce Corwin says the temple plays King's speech every year.
History has a way of repeating itself. I mean, look at Ferguson, look at New York, look at what's going on. And we've come a long way, and yet we have a long way to go.
King's words, say Corwin, are a reminder that the struggle for justice is ongoing and worth the effort. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.